Love Talk Radio.
Starting us off there. You got the commish here. Fantasy Draft League did kick off after a long night, a long draft. Took about, I think the final pick was made at 5:23 a.m. Eastern this morning. We will be making adjustments to that going forward. The next Fantasy Draft League we do will definitely won't start it at 10 at night, so you can get more of your picks done or whatnot. Even though it really doesn't matter once you hit the 30th for a round or whatever. But, yeah, so we will be making some changes so to make the draft go a lot faster than what it did so it didn't drag on as much. A lot of news going on. Congratulations to Black Assassin. That's Black Assassin. He has clinched a spot in the playoffs in Group 2, multiple. So he's already in. Get ready to make some noise. I was talking to him earlier. He believes he has a real shot at winning the championship this year and getting that money. And in all reality, I agree with him. He has a legitimate shot to come in his first season in the OFL and win. And he solidified his position in the playoffs, so he does have the chance to do so. So we'll see. Is he a big game player, or has he got a little Tony Romo in him? I'm going to choke a little bit. We'll see. Only time will tell, but I am excited. Speaking of playoffs, they are right around the corner. Let's make sure you keep playing your games. I know some of you guys in the single seasons, you feel you're eliminated and you're not participating in your games as much because you're not interested. I just want to put this out there. If you complete 90% of the single season in Group 1 and Group 2, the supersized prize is going to increase. So little incentive to play those games. You're only helping yourself playing, man. You already paid for the games. You might as well play. You're going to get better in the long run. So then next season you'll be ready. And you might even be able to scout a player that down the line you'll play. And you know how they do. So you might as well play, even if you are eliminated from the playoffs. Now, a lot of you still have a lot of life in the playoffs. Yeah, your spot's not clinched yet, but there's just a lot of life. So it's going to be one heck of an ending, especially when I was looking in Group 2 and Group 1 multiples. It's looking real tough. So that's interesting. Fantasy Draft League kicked off about an hour and a half ago. Big news, Week 1. Balkino 66 has lost his first game ever in the OFL. He got beat by pretty substantial amount of points. I want to say 14 or 21 points. He lost to the Atlanta Falcons and the ex-assassin XA, a newer guy. He's played in a couple of tournaments in the past. Hasn't won any yet, but he's made some noise. Strong player. Keep an eye out on him. Balkino has lost his first game. So, not that he should be ashamed of that. It's pretty impressive that he went this long without losing the game. So, looks like he's got some competition. And actually, VX Assassin is in his division. So, that's a little interesting there. So, those are some things there. We're going to go over here, speaking of the fantasy draft, we got a lot of new members, so I want to let you guys know to make sure to go to oflnow.proboards.com. You're going to find a lot of stuff there, from the studio show with Chad Jackson to 40-year-old gamers TV show to Balkino and Bubbles show. You're going to see, you'll be able to get to the radio show there. You're going to be able to vote on Games of the Week. Just a lot of different things out there. If you're in tournaments, you get to see the brackets, although they do not show up on the brackets won't show up on a cell phone, but other than that. But also, there's a guy named John Buck. He's an older gentleman. I met him in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. He was one of the original handicappers for DonsBest.com. It's a sports betting website. No, they dictate spreads and do predictions and stuff like that. He's retired from there. So he helps us out, and he does Bucks Bets. And he did the fantasy draft yearly predictions, who he believes will finish first, you know, win their division and so forth. So I'm just going to run down through that real quick. In the NFC East, he has the Philadelphia Eagles, owned by DNA suspect, taken first. And second, he has Dallas, owned by Ehrlich. Third, he has Washington, owned by New Money Boy 202. And in last place, he has City Boy 8624's New York Giants. Keep in mind, DNA suspect did just win the Duracell tournament, pocketed $5,000, or he took second place, my bad, but technically I think he should have won, but that's a long story for another day. As you loyal listeners know, we do only have 30 minutes here on the air, so I don't want to go into too much details about that, but yeah, he won $5,000, so he's a strong new player. Lots of new members in here. You're going to see a lot of new names. He has in the NFC North, he has first, Minnesota, owned by Cushmane28G. And second, he has Believe in Monsters, Chicago Bears. That guy is playing really, really good, solid football. Third, surprisingly, is bad to Chad Jackson's Green Bay Packers. It's rare to see him predict it so low, but that division is tough, so I guess I can see why. And fourth is a new member, Slap the Butcher, who's owned by Detroit, or he owns Detroit. By the way, Slap the Butcher, if you're listening, you need to accept your league invite. You're the only one out there who has not yet joined the fantasy league. So, in the NFC South, he has New Orleans and Balkino 66 in first. He has Atlanta and VX Assassin XA in second, even though that's the game I was previously talking about where Assassin handled Balkino pretty easily. So, maybe that will, maybe these predictions here won't come turn out the way John Buck sees them, but we'll see. In third, we have a new member, Signed Spinks 165 from the Indianapolis area, but he currently owns the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we also have the Carolina Panthers, owned by O Buckets, in fourth. probably because he's in a tough division. I can only assume why he's picked so low, because he's a strong player. So we'll see that. And then in the NFC West, he has, in first, John Buck picks Arizona, Slay Island 9XX. In second, he has 40-0 Gamers, Seattle Seahawks. In third, he has Laser Eyes 007, St. Louis Rams. And in fourth, he has the San Francisco 49ers, Cutthroat 99. So that should be a really, really interesting division there. And those are what John Buck thinks is going to win the NFC. And so let's go over here to the AFC. And obviously there's going to be a lot of great players in there also. First, he has the AFC East, and he has a new member. You got sauced, 1,000. Miami Dolphins taken first. In second, he has the Buffalo Bills, run by Kingman KJ28, another new member. In third, he has Walking Hit Stick with New England. And then in the bottom is BBNTG3MZilla4's New York Jets. And I'll tell you what, just me personally, just glancing at that division, that might be the strongest division. There's a couple wild cards in there, like this BBNTG. Nobody really knows much about him. We know Walking Hit Stick can put up some points. Hell, we've seen him put up 90-plus points in games in the past, so we know he can play. But if he's picked, if John Buck has him picked third, there, you got Sauce 1000 and Kingman KJ28. Buck must know something about those guys that I don't know, because they're new members. But if he has them ahead of Hit Stick, you know they're going to be making some noise. So that's one I'd be keeping my eye out on. You got Sauce 1000 and Kingman KJ28. Keep an eye out on those guys. They could be making a lot of noise. Also in the AFC North, he has Cleveland Browns winning the division with controlled by Obama's mentor. Then he has Cincinnati and Redemption's 315 taken second. He has Baltimore Ravens controlled by Sinister AB13. And finally is Pittsburgh run by Nuke Dragon 2. Not a whole lot of respect out of by Buck for Team Houston right now. Got Nuke Dragon 2 in last, and up above he had Hit Stick in third. I don't know, but if you have Nuke Dragon 2 in last, some good players in there. We all know Redemption can play. I don't know about Obama's mentor, Sinister AB13, yet. Although, score just coming in right now, Redemption did beat Sinister AB, so we'll see how that turns out, that division. So keep your eye out on Obama's mentor in Cleveland Browns, because Buck has him at one. In the AFC South, he has the Indianapolis Colts, run by J.J. Mills, Grand Rapids own. He also has in second Jacksonville, run by Freak to the Nasty. Little fun fact about Freak to the Nasty, that is Balkino's cousin. So if it's his cousin, he's probably in his blood that he can play some Madden. In third, he's got Finesse Gigolo, Tennessee. And in fourth, of course, he's got me, Houston, because I always end up last. But I'm going to tell you what, my team's going to play with a lot of heart, a lot of class. So we aren't laying over and rolling over and taking any losses, I can tell you that. And then in the West in the AFC, he has the Oakland Raiders, Ready 10, winning the division. He has San Diego, run by Chillin 941, who always seems to finish high. And third, he has Denver, controlled by Maniac XD. And then in the bottom, he has Kansas City, run by Stuntman 46. A couple new members in there I'm not familiar with. Buck has them bringing up the basement, so we'll see how that turns out. I know Maniac just lost a tough, hard-fought game to J.J. Miller, so we'll see how that turns out in that division. Could go either way, really. I don't know. And then he has the NFC champion. He picks DNA Suspects, Philadelphia Eagles. And in the AFC champion, he has Cleveland Browns, Obama's mentor, who, like I said, new member. I have no idea what kind of game he plays, but you know Buck does his research. and he's a professional at this. So if he's got Obama's mentor there, you guys better be looking out and watching this dude because he's going to be able to play. And then he has, as the Super Bowl champion in the fantasy draft league, John Buck does predict DNA suspects, Philadelphia Eagles. So we have all that. Guys, we have some callers coming in here. First, let's take this call from the 412 area code. You're now live on OFL After Dark. This is a commish. Could you state your gamer tag for all the loyal listeners out there?
Hey, what's up, dude? It's Big X, Small X, Snake Eyes, 45.
Ah, Snake Eyes, from the Pittsburgh area, if I'm correct, right?
Yep.
And you had said you wanted to call in and talk about a couple things, mostly about people going on auto towards the end of the season, correct?
Yeah, I'd just say that you just should fight it out, paying attention to how your team plays, and try to just work what you need to get. You know?
Mm-hmm. And as the person who has to sit there and play the computer as yourself, how do you feel about that? Because I know you pay money, you want to play a human being, correct?
Yeah, and I think it's kind of bull because I just want to be able to learn how to play the game better, stuff like that. You know what I mean? I mean, I just mainly want to get better at what I am, and it's playing Madden.
And when they go on auto, you don't feel like you improve as much playing the computer, I'm understanding, right?
Yeah, because in my other leagues that I have that I told you about, I have to play the computer almost every time. I only get to play users like 2 to 3 times a year, maybe once or maybe not at all some years. It just bugs me to the point that I just want to go crazy.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, Snake. But I definitely understand.
But you know
where you're
what I mean,
from. Absolutely. I think everyone should finish their games. They're only hurting themselves and they're hurting the community. And people like yourself have to get stuck playing the computer because they're eliminated. But I mean, I understand where they're coming from. But it just hurts them because they're not playing. They're not getting better.
Yeah, but I'm eliminated too, and I'm still dang on playing.
Exactly.
I'm playing until I dang on die.
Yes, you will, won't you there, Snakey? Now, Snake Eyes, I don't know if you got a chance to see the brand new Top 20 OFL Championship playoff rankings, but we've been playing a little game lately called Too High or Too Low. So you tell me if these people are ranked too high or if they're ranked too low. Number 20, Slay Island 9XX.
Don't know a lot about most of these people that's in the top 20 or whatever. So I couldn't really tell you.
Okay, so you don't know Slay, and that's understandable because him at 20 and VX Assassin XA at 19 are new members in the fantasy draft, so you probably wouldn't know them. What about number 18? Are you familiar with TDX Slayer?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, how about this one right here? I know you know this guy. How about Balkino 66? He's ranked 6th overall. You think he's too high or too low?
How is his team? Like, how is it built?
He has the Miami Dolphins. It's a very, very loaded team.
Do you mean for the league that we're in, or is it the fantasy?
Yep, for the league you're in. For the league you're in.
I see if he gets some major injuries, like at his starting positions, like a quarterback, linebacker, anything like that, he's going to be hurting at those positions. Because, like, what I like to do when I try to build a team, I try to work with the backups up, you know? And that's what I'm trying to do with my team with the Panthers. And it's like, it's kind of hard because I was very limited at the beginning of the season, as you know. And I'd just say that whoever the guy was that had him before me should have re-signed Cam Newton. Should have.
Oh, yeah.
Should have. I wouldn't be in that much of a predicament as much as I am right now.
Yeah, but you have them on the right direction to a bright future there in Carolina. And I want to thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I understand that.
Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you for calling in tonight, Snake. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have a lot. How do you feel about this sportsmanship or lack of sportsmanship you've seen out of Balkino and stuff?
I mean,
because you were a victim of you were a victim of a score that he beat you 129-0. I'm going to repeat that for all the loyal listeners out there: 129-0. So I know a lot of people out there have been wanting to hear your perspective on this issue. So speak a little bit about that game and how you felt and how he can improve his sportsmanship.
Basically try to balance his pass run. And then I wouldn't have been as mad. You know what I mean? Like, if he would have balanced that, if he would have did simple little things like balance the offense and balance his whole entire game mainly, you know, but mainly the offense, I would like to see balance more. And then I think he can be a threat.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he's clearly a threat if he was able to beat you 129-0, don't you think?
Yeah, but he did use one play, and that's what kind of bothered me with that. That's why I try to boil myself of balancing off the offense. A little bit of run, a little bit of pass. So you don't know what anybody's doing. And that's what
so
I try
saying,
to do.
So you're saying Balkino is predictable?
At times. But once somebody snaps that figuring out it, he could be done.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to let you know, about 30 minutes ago, Balkino did suffer his first loss in the OFL Now community. I don't know if you knew
about
that.
Yeah, I did hear
about that. Yeah, VX Assassin XA beat him pretty good. So, yeah. What do you think?
But I mean, you don't. I mean, the way that I heard him sounding, he should not feel that way. He should learn about it and try to be, like, jokey. You know what I mean? Like, happy, like the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he should be like that and try to figure out what he did wrong and try to fix that in his game. And that's what I think every NFL team does. And that's what I think any OFL member should do, but most of them don't.
Right.
And there's like 50 of us that does and 50 of us don't.
Right. Now, Snake Eyes, there's an issue going on right now in the league where Believe in Monsters quit his first fantasy draft league game against, I think it was against Kingman KJ28. Kingman was up 17-3. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Believe in Monsters is claiming that he was at work and his little brother was playing for him and he must have got mad and quit. What do you think about this?
Just try to talk to his little brother, see what he says, see what Believes in Monsters says, and then just go from there. You know what I mean? But, I mean, until then, if that was me, I would have my stuff locked away or put in a safe or whatever like that, but that's just me.
Right, and I see what you're saying. Now, unfortunately for Believe in Monsters, if what he's saying is true, and I want to give him the benefit of the doubt and believe him, unfortunately, he's responsible for that game, and like you're saying, to keep other people from playing, and that's a 3-game suspension. There's no way around it. He quit the game. It's a 3-game suspension. It's unfortunate. But do you understand where I'm coming from as the commish?
What was the score at the time?
17-3.
Okay, if it was 17-3, what quarter was it in?
I don't know.
Now, if it was the third or second or first quarter, I would try to come back, if that was me. You know, but I mean, if it's the third or fourth, I would, like, tell them to get off and go back in your room or whatever, you know what I mean? If that was me.
Right, right. And I agree.
I know that
I
see a lot of things different from other people. I mean, maybe other people got different answers, you know?
They might.
I mean, try to talk to a little bit of everybody in the league and see what they say about it, you know, and then get what you think and then do the right thing.
Oh, well, I mean, there's just no decision. I mean, he broke a rule, a written rule that you agree to when you sign up. So, I mean, I have to follow the rule. So.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, in the future reference, that's what he should try to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an unfortunate situation. I don't know why his brother would have chose to get on and play his first game, but I don't feel as he should be upset with me because I'm just following the rules. But I'm just not happy with the whole situation at all. I feel terrible for Monsters that have to go on suspension for 3 games, but is how it is, you know, out there in the world. You got to follow the rules. If you park in a no parking zone, they're going to tow your car, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So you're a big Steelers fan coming from the Steelers area, correct?
Yep. Big one.
What occurred with the Steelers this year? It was an up-and-down season, I'm sure, as a fan.
I mean,
speak a little bit about
the
Steelers.
I liked what they did, but like I said before, if Le'Veon Bell would have never got injured before the playoffs, we would have been fine. They should have took him out at halftime or before that. Like, take out most of the starters like they usually do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, only if they're up, like, 2 to 3 touchdowns they can do that. But, I mean, until then, I like to chew them out right now, if that was me. You know what
you
I mean?
You want to chew the Steelers out?
Yeah. I mean, in general, dude.
Why? I mean, I thought they played hard. Don't you think the injury to their star running back was a major reason why they were eliminated?
I mean, yes and no. And I say yes and no because they let Lamar Blount go for something that he did.
Mm-hmm.
He should have got, like, penalized, or that they should have picked up somebody like his caliber and then dang on free agency. And that's just my point of view. They should have picked up, like somebody close to him or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right, right. No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Now, you
because
have to be excited
two,
about the future of Martavius Bryant, right?
Yeah, I am about that. He's going to be a starter, I think, next year, right behind Antonio Brown. And I think Marcus Wheaton is going to be a good third wide receiver. He just got to fix a couple of things with his